looking at street signs.
Welcome to the show. It's called the family meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating.
I'll beat you, boy.
What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis. I am going to blame the producer on that because she usually turns our mics off.
She does.
She doesn't let me interrupt the intro.
Yeah, she doesn't let you talk over the intro. Coming up this hour, we've got Krista's news on the way. We've got John's drink of the week. And we're going to start things off with a guy that a friend of mine told me about. And I just fell in love with this song, so I got to play it. It's Lee Rude with Living in Sin right here on the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Lee Rude and Living in Sin. Been a busy couple of weeks. Last weekend, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it on last week's show, but they did the fish food benefit. The guys from Marisa Fish Records and the radio station, NWCZ Radio, got together, partnered, and tried to raise money for the fish food.
Fish food banks of Pierce County.
I can never remember that. Raised $6,400. Which equates to about $45,000 in buying power for the food bank, which is freaking awesome.
Now, is it the Fish Food Bank, or is it the food banks that are donated by Fish Records?
No, it is actually called the Fish Food Banks of Pierce County. You can Google that, and they will come up. It's a church-run organization that raises, that buys food and runs a food bank in Pierce County.
Fish Bank could be a food bank.
It could be, yeah.
If I had to go to a food bank, I'd want one that sold more than fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I was going to a food bank, give me a couple pounds of salmon. And
I don't think they're giving out like sockeye or anything.
Well, I mean, if it was a fish bank.
If you're getting food at the food bank, you're probably going to get canned salmon. It's not what you're looking for.
Or bottom feeder fish or something. They're going to be handing out fillets and all that kind of good stuff. But we actually donated a spot here on the family meeting, and we got all kinds of cash. All right, so we only raised $10, but that's beside the point.
That's $70 in fish food.
That's
money.
I didn't even think of it that way.
You're a very glasses half empty kind of guy, Jason.
I always have been. So we're gonna have a special guest on the show here in the next few weeks.
We just fed like 140 families from cream corn.
You can't buy 140 cans of cream corn for $70.
You can buy more than 140 cans. You can get for like 28 cents a piece.
Where the hell are you shopping?
Winco.
All right.
We aren't rich. We shop at Winco.
I might have to remember that. Of course, Becca won't let me eat cream corn.
When Winco first started up, we used to get all stoned and go there. For $20, you could buy like 5 grocery bags full of food. $20.
I'm looking at you, and things are really starting to come into focus. on how shit just went down, how stuff changed the way it did for you over the last couple of years. There were some great bands playing there, and you hadn't seen most of them.
I hadn't seen anyone that was there.
So yeah, that'd be most of them. Yeah. I'm trying to think of who played. Heidi Vlatka played, mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Yeah, she was good.
James Coates played, which I'd never seen him or really even heard him, but I was really impressed. The one that just melted my brain was Raffi and Kim Archer. Rafael Tranquilino. I can never pronounce the guy's name. I butcher it every single time. That guy is a freaking amazing guitar player, and if you get a chance, you've got to check him out.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and he actually, that night, he went to somewhere else, the Mandolin. Was that where the competition was? Was it the Mandolin Cafe? No? No? Okay, so I'm an idiot. He went somewhere and performed in a contest, and he's actually going to be going down and... Jazz Bones. That's right. My brain is just not working today. But he's going to be repping the Northwest in Memphis in a blues and jazz guitar competition. So, I mean, he's got stuff going on right now. That's for sure. Sweet Kiss Mama played.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome. Jeff and those guys are just, they're killing it. They kill it on stage. Seven's Revenge, which I actually saw twice last weekend. Because we went to Chris Klemecki's CD release party at the Hard Rock last Friday. And then they played on this following Sunday. So I got to see them twice. And I became a huge fan of that band after the first night that I saw them. And I'm trying to think of who else played. Who closed out the show?
Mr. Vaughn.
That's right. How could I forget Vaughn? He closed out the show. He actually bid on the show to be the guest on our show. But his $1 bid was outdone.
I was going to say, don't tell people that he only bid a dollar.
Well, I felt...
Mr. Vaughn thinks the show's worth a dollar.
Yeah, and it cracks me up because I've asked him many, many times to be on the show and then he was going to pay a dollar to be here.
Well, you should just call him up and be like, I'll take your dollar. Come on up.
He just did that so he could say, hey, man, I bid.
Yeah, I know that's what it was. Actually, I think Becca drug his ass over there and made him bid on our show so we didn't have... So that there was at least one bid on there.
I saw Mr. Vaughn, and that puts a really funny picture in my head of Becca dragging him around.
He is considerably larger than her.
As are most people.
Yes. And actually, it was kind of funny because Becca donated a in-home concert that you could bid on. And Kingfish from the aquarium, his girlfriend actually bid on that. So they were walking around for the rest of the evening, just walking up to Becca going, we own you. But I actually bid on the aquarium guest spot, so I kept walking around going, yeah, well, I own you, because I won that one.
Oh, did you win?
Yeah.
I was going to say somebody outbid you $2.
No. Actually, I outbid I outbid a couple of people for that, and I kind of pulled the old eBay thing where I waited until there was only like a couple of minutes left in the auction, and then I strolled up and I just wrote my bid in real quick. So, but yeah, that was kind of all that we had going on with that. That night was actually the Northwest Convergence Zone's third year anniversary of being on the air. Well, being on the internet. I guess it's not really considered being on the air, but being a show, it was their third anniversary. So after the thing down at Luigi's, we swung by the station and hung out with Daryl and those guys while they threw a little party.
It is it is considered on the air. It's there is wireless things that happen.
That's true. Yeah, we've got a wireless connection here in our house. So, so yeah, they had quite the party going on. That was the first weekend that they were selling alcohol in the grocery stores, and those guys were all kinds of excited. People just strolling in with just bottles of Fireball, and I was going to ask you, John, what are your thoughts on the alcohol in grocery stores now?
You know, it's more expensive, which
is
I was
it really?
Surprised.
I was trying to figure out if it was actually more expensive because I don't spend a lot of time in liquor stores, but I was looking at the taxes that they're tacking onto it, and I couldn't quite figure out if it was about the same price or if it is actually more expensive.
No, it's more expensive. Like a bottle of Bacardi used to be, because at the liquor store they showed you the price with all the taxes because they didn't want you to know what you're paying. Now when you go to the grocery stores, it'll say like a bottle of Bacardi will be like $12, and it was always $15 at the liquor stores.
Yeah.
And so it'll say $12, but then when you get your receipt, it says bottle of Bacardi with $7 of tax and $3 of this fee and $2 of that fee. So it ends up being, you know, $3 or $4 more expensive.
But it saves you a trip to the liquor store. You can get it at the grocery store now. You don't have to make trips to everywhere.
Yeah, and I have a feeling if you go to Costco, it's considerably cheaper.
Well, they in the law, they said for like the first 4 or 5 years, it had to be a certain price over.
Oh, so everybody's got to kind of keep the same price.
Yeah, and everybody has to buy from a single distributor or two distributors, so that you can't. Like,
good
so
thing, good thing they did away with the monopoly.
Yeah, they still got the liquor by the nuts. So I mean, it's they didn't. All they changed is that it's.
I don't know if I want to drink anything that they've got by the nuts.
You don't
all
drink
they changed
it anyway.
Is more widely available.
Yeah,
and it really didn't change for me because you know we live by the Indians there, and they have that gas station in Fife, that the Tahoma Market, and they sell liquor there until like 1:30 in the morning. So it.
You know all the spots.
All the after-hour spots, yeah. I mean, who didn't used to know all the spots? There was like seven liquor stores in the
greater Northwest area.
Yes.
I did want to mention, and I know you're going to put me on blast for this. It was a great sports weekend last weekend. I mean, a lot of great stuff happened. And the first one I'm going to throw out there is that M's no hitter, and that was
great. Yeah, it seems like it's so.
It seemed like you were complaining about it.
No, I wasn't complaining about it. It was just
it just happens so often. Who cares about that?
My thing was is it seems if a guy throws a no hitter, his pitch count should be low enough to where he can go the entire game. It shouldn't take six pitchers to combine for a no hitter. It just seemed odd to me. I'd never really heard that. Because usually when they start talking about no hitters, they're talking about one guy throwing a no hitter.
Yes, that's because that happens a lot more often than when it happened.
Okay, Jason, your exact quote was, is it really impressive for six pitchers to throw a no-hitter?
I was asking a question.
I'd like to think an MLB pitcher can go an average of 1.5 innings without a hit. Exclamation point.
I was okay, so that should have been a question mark, not an exclamation point.
So is it more impressive for one pitcher to have a good day, or is it more impressive to have six pitchers be on their game all at the same time and have the same great day on the same great day?
I guess I didn't even think of it that way.
Somebody's always going to get blasted. And to have six people,
especially in the M's
bullpen, all pitch that well on one single day against the number one batting...
the Dodgers, yeah.
The number one batting team in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. It's... I just, to me,
one
I started,
of those guys,
I
though,
started doing the math in my head, and I'm thinking, okay, that breaks down to about an inning and a half, and I've seen a lot of pitchers go a couple of innings without a hit.
Well, actually, like four of those pitchers only pitched to like one person.
Well, if it was that easy, it would happen all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if it was that easy, then every team would have six pitchers, and that'd be it, and everybody pitches one and a half innings, and then they're off.
All right, I'll give you that. The other thing I wanted to mention was the Belmont.
Oh, that was impressive.
And the fact, I thought it was kind of weird, and I was watching a whole lot of stuff on it on Sunday, trying to figure out exactly what happened, why the horse that won the first two races actually ended up getting scratched from the race.
He had a swollen leg, and they didn't want him to get hurt.
Yeah.
They were going to make a lot more in stud fees than they would winning one race.
So they ended up retiring him, right?
Yeah, he's retired. He's just going to have baby horses now.
They're going to put him out to stud?
Yeah.
It just seems to me that growing up at a... in around the race horse racing the way I did, they would have made so much more money if that horse could have won the Triple Crown, but it probably wouldn't have.
I think it changed a lot two or three years ago when that horse had that little injury and they ran him and he died.
They had to put him down
there on the track. They had to kill him. I mean, that right there made me not want to watch it anymore. I mean, I don't want to.
That was pretty brutal.
Well, they said he had a swollen leg, so they let him gallop for a little bit, and it just got worse. And so then just galloping around for a little bit, not like hard racing, but just galloping, made it worse. So he probably wouldn't have made it through the race.
Originally, I heard it was something stupid, like the trainer forgot to file some paperwork, and they had to scratch a horse. And I was thinking, man, that guy's going to be – they're going to find him dead somewhere.
I heard it was some kind of tendon injury or something.
But then on Sunday, I saw the interview with the guy, and he was saying that the horse had a swollen leg.
They said the horse could come back, but it would take like 7 months of rehab, and so they were like, let's just retire him. He's done his duty.
Yeah, why risk it at that point? Because like you're saying, that horse is going to make a mint for that owner when they put him out to stud. The Heat and the Celtics, I know you're a happy camper.
That was a great game. It was the whole game I was like, damn, LeBron, like, start doing some shit. It seemed like he was just, he'd just be standing there on the corner of the court. He wouldn't be getting back to play defense. And I guess at the end of the game, he had like 31 points and 12 rebounds, but it didn't seem like he was. So I was getting frustrated until the fourth quarter started, and then he
shot that last shot from like Fort Lauderdale. I mean, that shit was way that was way out there.
It sucks for him because he'll be standing there on the 3-point line, and the shot clock will get down to like 4, and they're like, throw it to LeBron, and so he's like, yep. 4 feet back. He's just shooting like 30 footers.
Did you see the Tri-City Herald when Oklahoma City beat San Antonio? The headline in the Tri-City Herald over in Eastern Washington said, Sonics in the final, .. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Which, I'm rooting for Oklahoma City. I gotta be honest with you. That game is actually tonight. It starts tonight at like 6:30.
It's funny because, like, they even stole our mascot.
They took Squatch?
Pretty much their mascot is a Sasquatch with horns, which I don't, the Thunder, it doesn't make sense.
Well, not just that, but what the hell's that got to do with Oklahoma?
Yeah, so watch the game on Tuesday. Watch the game tonight, and you'll see the Sasquatch out there with horns, and you'll just be like, what the hell is that thing? Well, that's their mascot. They just put, like, some fake-ass horns on a like, they didn't want to buy their own costume for a mascot. They're just, oh, well, fuck it, we'll use that one.
We stole the team. Let's take the mascot, too. Did you see the Pacquiao fight?
No, I did not. I had a seat reserved at a local casino to go down there, and I ended up hanging out a little too hard the last couple nights, and I didn't have a dollar to go down there with. So
I didn't get a chance to see it either, and I wanted to hear from somebody that actually saw it. So if you saw it, post on the Facebook page and tell us if it was as controversial a decision as everybody
says. Well,
Pacquiao
landed like 120 more punches than Bradley did.
Because I heard he was trying to lay his ass out in the first like three rounds. He was just using straight power to try and knock him down.
I think the worst fight I ever saw go down to decision was Lennox against Holyfield back. Yeah.
Is that the one where the guy came in the parachute, or was that the one after that?
I don't know. I was, to tell the truth, I was at a casino drinking, and I was like, whatever. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, Holyfield lost that fight, but they...
Holyfield got... Yeah, Lennox beat his ass, but they still gave it...
They gave it to him.
They gave it to Holyfield. Okay, before I step away, I just want to mention two things. This week, Beck is performing at Eddie's Trackside in Monroe, and that's on the 13th, and then on the 14th, she's going to be at Goldberg's. So come down. I'll be hanging out at both of those also if you want to come hang out with me and hear some really good music.
Did you see that ridiculous picture Mom posted on... she didn't post it. She sent it. She text messaged it. You probably didn't get it.
Apparently, I'm not on the family list.
Their cat, that big bushy cat.
Yeah,
It looks like a lion.
What the hell they do?
They shaved all the hair down. And she has like one little poof on its tail, and like a lion's mane, and then from the forearms down, it has hair.
She had really long hair. You know, it was getting all matted up, and she couldn't really walk right.
The cat had the most ridiculous hair I've ever seen. Like,
well,
the length
cat's
of
got
it.
My cat's got crazy hair too, and Becca will sit there and pull his mats out and brush that cat on a fairly consistent basis, which would explain all the scars on her arms.
See, mom and dad want their cat to still love them, so they just went and got it shaved.
Well, because as I posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago.
But that
ago,
cat don't love anybody. It's a worthless creature.
John got really mad because it swatted at him.
I went over there and it was just laying on their bed, and I gave it a couple of gentle pets, like, oh, you look like a lion, I hate you anyway. But and then the cat started like hissing at me.
Maybe it's those sweet nothings you were whispering at.
Exactly. Like, swatting in my hand.
You worthless piece of shit.
So I stomped at it, and it went under the bed. And then I just started shaking the shit out of the bed until the cat ran downstairs.
I wonder why I don't like him.
And
remind me never to let you babysit my kids when we have
all
kids.
All I was doing was petting this stupid little cat, and it freaked out
just
on me.
Just teach your kids not to crawl under the bed.
Or swat at him.
And it made me think of, so then Krista was talking to the cat, trying to get the cat to come out. And you ever seen, like, the ghost hunting shows?
Yeah. Where nothing happens?
Yeah, talking to a cat is like having an EVP session. You might as well just, like, like turn off all the lights in your house and just talk to nothing. Because that's the same shit's going to happen. The cat's going to look at you and then look away like it's deaf and didn't even hear what you said.
Nice.
I hate cats, especially that one. Someone should just put that cat out of its misery. It just has a worthless life.
You hide it well, though.
Cats are worthless creatures.
What do you have going on last week?
I want an elf in my house. Just go around and...
We don't even have a cat. Why would you need an elf?
Because a cat might show up. We have that raggedy-ass bunny.
Did you seriously just make an elf reference?
That's funny, because...
I was trying to think of an animal that eats cats. And dogs
an
don't...
elf is the first thing that pops
Well, dogs don't really eat cats.
I mean, no, they don't.
It's so... I don't want someone to chase a cat. I want it to fucking eat this cat and kill it.
Speaking of old shit nobody talks about, on Saturday, I had two different conversations with two entirely different people about Mr. Rogers, and I didn't start either one of them. It just happened that people mentioned Mr. Rogers to me like twice.
There was a Mr. Rogers on my Facebook.
I know there's that video that's out now.
I didn't watch the video. I just saw it, and when you said that, it...
It just seemed odd to me that in one day I'd have two people talking about Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is trending on Twitter right now. That's amazing.
Yeah, he is. He's reaching more people than we are.
Maybe this conversation will jump
there,
us up a couple
there you
points.
Go. Maybe the fact that we're talking about Mr. Rogers, we'll get a hashtag on Twitter or something.
I thought that was a little odd.
Well, what were people talking about him?
Well, it was funny because he got mentioned... Chris mentioned him to me at dinner because we were at Billy McHale's and they have that train.
Yeah.
So he was talking about Mr. Rogers' train.
That one actually makes sense. That conversation actually makes sense to me.
So that wasn't even anything about the video. In the morning, it was one of the guys at work were talking about Mr. Rogers having tattoos and smoking weed. And I was like, yeah, if I talk to puppets all day, I might need something to help me get through the day, too. You know?
Should have said, working with you dummies, I can completely relate.
It just seemed weird that it would be twice in one day, you know?
Krista got some geek points the other day, too, because they were at wherever they were eating. I don't even know where it was. And they had a Kryptonite burger. And the ad for the Kryptonite burger said, like, Kryptonite burger, blah, blah. And then on the top it said, resistance is futile. So Chris took a picture of it, and he was asking her why he took a picture of it. And do you know why?
Yeah, it's a Star Trek reference.
Yeah, so it's a Kryptonite burger.
Which that's the
Superman.
Part that threw me.
Superman, and then it's Resistance Futile Star Trek, so it's like their ad is two completely different.
Yeah, you're sitting there reading it, or you're talking about it, and I'm like, what the hell does Superman have to do with Star Trek?
So he asked me why he would take a picture of it, and I said, because it's Kryptonite, like from Superman, you know, it's like his weakness. And he said, and? I said, and is that top part from like a different series of movies? So... I think I get nerd points because I get half points for knowing it's different and half points because I'm a girl and I know it's different.
Yeah, girls get double nerd points when they...
they double up on the points.
So whether that's good or bad is up to you to decide, but...
You got nerd points with me a couple weeks ago, too, and I can't remember what the hell it was for, but you're
starting
to come around.
I remember getting them, but I wasn't proud. It wasn't my proudest moment.
You're starting to come around. Did you have anything else going on over the weekend, Johnny?
Not really.
All right. And
It's finals week.
Yeah.
I've been preparing.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of my friends that are in school, and they're just stressing over finals.
We had the dog jumped out of the car.
Oh, yeah. Dumb little Willy.
A movie vehicle.
That dog is just not...
I looked in the mirror and
wish.
I saw 3/4 of Willy right out of in the mirror. And I was like, oh, shit. I turn around and all I see is this asshole looking at me out the window. and there he goes. So I slammed on the brakes. And I think he had to take a shit. And so he jumped out of the car.
Did he have a turtle poking out when you saw his asshole in the
well,
window?
Well, he was a little shitty on his on his rear end. And he smelled like shit.
Because you slammed on the brakes.
He could have scared the shit out of him when he hit the ground, too. We don't know.
So he's a half pug and half chihuahua. So, like, his eyeballs, like, protrude out of his face, right?
The eyeball.
I was just thinking that. One-eyed Willy.
So, yeah. So his one eye is, like, completely out of his face, like pugs are. And so, like, the only damage that he had to him was right around the rim of his eyelid. Was all just scraped up and bleeding.
Not like gushing, but had blood on it.
The only thing that hit the ground was his face. He went face first.
So he's not very smart. So I had to go buy him a seatbelt the next day so that we can lock him up so that he can't be jumping out the windows anymore.
Or just don't roll the windows down far enough to
where
he can jump out.
Well, that's not fair to Bailey. She should be able to put her head out the window.
Oh,
she's
a
good
you.
Dog.
I mean, he's in the back seat. It's a Volvo, so the windows only go... You know,
part way down. They don't go all the way down anyway.
75% of the way down anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he could get his back feet up there to crawl.
Yeah,
out.
When he's standing up, he's only 12 inches tall. You know, when he's standing on his hind legs, he shouldn't have been able to get out there.
I bet Bailey gave him a boost.
She probably threw his ass out, yeah. All right. We're going to get back into the music with Aces Up and She Looks Like Home right here on the Family Meeting on NWCC.
Brown-haired girl in the bed of my truck, old red road. Suntan legs in that sunset sky, moving slow. Johnny Cash on an 8-track tape, dancing there on my tailgate. Could have been that cherry wine, but I prayed that night that she'd be mine. She looks like home. She looks like home. 'Cause home ain't where the river runs. Home ain't where my old dog lies. The only place of peace I found is in those big brown eyes. I may never find a place where I'll always be, but I know I found my way back home when she's lying next to me. She looks like home. She looks like home. 1,000 miles to our new town, so far to go. Feeling like we've left behind the ones we know. I picture her in that summer dress, mason jars and the Sunday guest. Throw it into that next gear, leave those miles in the mirror. Place of peace I found is in those big brown eyes. And I may never find a place where I'll always be, but I know I found my way back home when she's lying next to me. She looks like home. We'll be right back. fingers, little toes, all those things you'll come to know. We look like home. We look like home. Yeah. Home and where the river runs. Home and where my old daughter lies. The only place of peace I found. In those big brown eyes, I may never find a place where I'll always be, but I know I found my way back home when they're lying next to me. We look like home. We look like home.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Aces Up and She Looks Like Home. I want to mention those guys were playing a show. I heard this somewhere. I'm not gonna say
allegedly.
Where. Allegedly, they were playing a show in Montana, and John Mayer walked into the club they were playing at and hung out for the entire 4 hours of their set, which I think is pretty badass because those guys actually have a pretty cool story. Big D from Northwest Convergence Zone was telling us about it, that they pretty much scammed their way into the music industry. And they're actually a really good freaking band. So it all worked out well. But I thought that John Mayer thing was pretty cool. And now I sound like Miley Cyrus. That's pretty cool.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Hello, John. Did you want to say something?
Did you have a thought, Johnny?
Yeah, I did. I don't think anybody else here knew that was a Miley Cyrus saying
don't know.
I get it from Saturday Night Live because they do that skit with the Miley Cyrus show, and that's what the girl says that does the Miley Cyrus impersonation. That's pretty cool. She keeps saying that for the entire skit.
That's a good cover up. At least you said that you learned it on an adult show.
Adult show. Yeah, I don't sit around with my cock in my hand watching Hannah Montana or anything like that.
Okay, you took it to a whole different place. John just said you're watching it.
At least if you're watching,
you pervert.
I made John speechless. He just kind of sat there and looked at me like, "What in the hell am I going to say here?"
At least if you were jerking off to her now, she'd be almost legal. Back Hannah Montana, what was
she's
she like?
Legal now.
I think she's damn near 21.
So you're talking about Hannah Montana? She was like 13?
Somewhere, yeah, like between 13 and 18, I think was when she was doing that show.
You're a creepy old man.
Okay, well, back to news.
I think that was news. We got a creep. We got a creepster on the set.
Okay, we're gonna start our news in Ohio, where
go Buckeyes.
Because
Krista gets pissed anytime we talk about sports, so I'm gonna throw it in as much as possible.
Hey, I contributed to sports today, so shut up.
You did.
On the way here, I told her that the Subway Series is going on, and I said, "Do you know what the Subway Series means?" And she almost got it right. She was like, "So the Giants were playing the Yankees?"
Well, the Giants are from New York originally.
And he said, "Well, the Giants are a football team." No, and I was like, "Nope, give me a minute."
She was going New York Giants football. New York Giants playing the
Yankees.
Okay,
because the San Francisco Giants originally were a New York team.
And I said, "It's the Yankees and the," and it took me a second. I said, "Mets."
I was going Bobby Campbell. She was like, "Mets."
So I did get it. It just took me a
bonus
try.
He'd be pissed to know he was associated with the Mets, though.
Okay, so in Ohio, there was a semi-truck that flipped, got caught on a bridge, and spilled pancake syrup all over the road.
John was driving through Ohio?
Oh, that's right. You know, the reason I think that... not that. Back to Bobby Campbell. He has a Knicks uniform, like a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Mets. It's the same colors, orange and blue.
He's a
like
huge Yankees fan, though.
I know, and I called him out on it one time. I was like, "You're rocking a Met outfit," and he's like, "It's the fucking Knicks," and I was like, "Okay, all right, I got gotcha." Just to clear that up. Back to syrup and pancakes.
Okay, so the pancake syrup is all over the road. The only quote in the whole article. A police officer, an actual police officer, said every lane of southbound I-75 was covered in pancake syrup. It was a royal pain in the butt. That's the quote they put in the story. No, Pancake Strip.
Obviously, he's the communications.
The official spokesperson. Yeah. Official
the official spokesperson for the Ohio State Patrol.
No, Pancake Syrup spilling across the road might not seem like a big deal, but it was at Buttermilk Pike Overpass.
Pancake syrup across the road seems like it would be a pretty
yeah,
big deal.
For a long time. I mean, can you
it
imagine?
Took him,
wait till it's like 90 degrees or something, too.
It took them overnight to clean it up, but they finished about 2:45 a.m.
How would you clean
just in time for breakfast.
How would you clean up syrup like that?
Lots of pancakes. You got to soak them up.
It sounds like duct tape when you're driving your car over it.
Oh, man, that'd just be nasty.
Just throwing up all over your car.
Think about all the paint jobs get ruined from that.
Oh, yeah. All that sugar, yeah, once that gets on your paint job, you're screwed.
Why
do you know that sugar is bad for paint? Yeah, this is a very interesting show we're having right here.
Because I'm a big fat sumbitch, and I've poured a lot of sugar on a lot of sugary drinks and stuff on top of cars.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that
you know,
a
you know,
lot to you?
When I was younger, you know, you'd start getting your back to a conversation
we
were having.
We're
earlier.
Not skinny, and we don't pour soda on our cars.
Back to an earlier conversation when you used to have to actually put a key into the key door, into your door, and unlock your car. I would come out of like 7-Eleven with my big gulp or whatever, and I'd set it on top of the car, open up the door, and more than once, I forgot that I had my soda on top of my car, and I drove away.
Isn't that what you went there for?
Yes, and that's what pisses me off. That's what would piss me off the most, is that that was the whole reason I made the freaking trip, and then I would forget that it was on the top of my car.
I saw a cheesecake in the middle of the road last week.
At least it wasn't a baby, because I heard somebody did that with a baby here a couple days ago.
And there was a Jeep pulled over to the side of the road, just right around this corner, because it was on a corner. And then there's a guy, he got out of the Jeep, and he was running back down the street to go save the cheesecake. Nobody'd run over it yet when I drove by, so.
I think I'd just chop that up to a loss.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
I was a bit surprised, too. I was like, I would just go buy a new cheesecake somewhere.
That is a guy that likes him some cheesecake.
On a
Or he ran out of cash and couldn't afford to go back and buy another one.
On the same topic, I just put that in there so it sounds like it's the same topic. Not really, but I used to work at a car dealership. We had those old cars on the showroom. It was like a 57 Bel Air or something in a Mustang. And there was this 14-year-old girl, and she had like an 8-year-old brother there with her. And her brother was like, "What is that?" Looking inside the car. And he was talking about the window handle where you have to roll up in the windows. And the little girl goes, "That's what they used to have to use to roll up and down the windows. They used to have to turn that for the window." And the boy goes, "No way." The boy had never seen a manual window.
That's how spoiled your children are, people.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can still buy cars with those.
You can still find, like, if you go buy one of those $6,000 Kias, you're going to have a roll-up window, I think.
Like, my aunt bought one of the Toyota Matrixes, and that was one of the things. She said, "I don't want any power. Power nothing," because she was trying to save a little bit of cash on the car. So she went just manual everything, and it's got manual windows in it. And the first time I rode in that car, I was like, holy shit, you can still buy a car like this?
Normally, that would cost you extra, because normally they don't have those cars in the car lot. You'd have to special order a car with nothing on it. Anyway, back to the news.
This is an international story. There's it doesn't name the bank, so we're just going to call it the bank. There was a
That's
bank
probably for the best,
whose
yeah.
Shareholders had a meeting, and they were trying to figure out how they're going to boost the price of their shares, obviously, because that's what shareholders want. So one guy from the Nomura shareholding group somewhere in Japan came up with 100 proposals for how they're going to do this. Only 18 of them met the bank's requirements to be submitted as proposals, and the bank chose not to go with any of them, so don't worry if you have money in a bank. But the most popular one was to take out all the regular toilets and put in little Japanese squatty potties, which I don't know if any of you out there have seen these, but if you've ever been to Japan, you've seen them. It looks like a urinal buried in the ground. So picture it like on the wall, but in the ground, and you just have to squat over it to go to
the bathroom. Yeah, it's almost like a honey bucket without the step where you, I mean, it's just like a hole in the ground, right?
No, it's not a hole. It's like porcelain and everything. It's in the ground, and it's got water going to it so you can flush it so it doesn't stink. But you just have to squat over the ground and go in it.
See, and I'm thinking they ought to put those in some manufacturing plants, because I've worked manufacturing jobs before, and people would disappear for extended periods of time. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom, and then they just go sit on the can for like 15, 20 minutes and just take a break.
This guy says the company can surely avoid failure if they straddle over a Japanese toilet every day and strengthen their lower body. If it cannot, it can only be accepted as bad luck. So he thinks that strengthening up your leg muscles is going to make the bank more money.
Banzai.
I don't know if I want this guy in charge of my bank.
He also proposed doing away. They do 3 bonsai cheers at the annual meeting, and he wants to do away with that because too many shareholders have strong armpit odor.
That's why they've been squatting over potties all day. Getting workouts.
I'm thinking if your shareholders stink, you don't want to invest any money at that bank.
They say not to worry, though. The proposals weren't all that bad. One of the more regular ones was that any capital increase be funded by rights other than public stocks. So, like, he did have some that were actually involving the business of the bank, but those are just 2 good ones.
Those were the keepers that he, out of the 100 that he came up with. Those.
Well, they only listed
those were,
one.
Those were
like,
our keepers.
Decent one, yeah. Those are the 2 that we think are relevant.
He might have been like, no more Friday night parties at karaoke bars, but we didn't.
No more beer Friday, margarita Mondays.
Back here on the mainland in America, we make news with toothpick thievery. In Georgia, there's a toothpick factory. And 400,000 toothpicks were stolen over the last month. 6 cases went missing 2 weeks ago, and 7 more disappeared last week. That's 288 packages in each case, each with 100 toothpicks in it. They're worth $2,808, all these missing toothpicks. And I think all they have to do is go find a craft project, because nobody in Georgia has any teeth to pick. So what are they using it for?
I've just got Rain Man. The picture of that lady dropping all the toothpicks in Rain Man.
It's like that old joke, where was a toothbrush invented?
Hmm.
Alabama, because anywhere else it'd be called a teeth brush.
All right, and on that note, we're going to get back into the music. These guys are having their CD release party at Louis G's on the 16th. It's Amadon with Alive right here on the family meeting.
Yeah.
This is Mike Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I'll take you on a rock ride. You'll swear you've never been so high. Teach you to dance among the stars. Get you away from this life so hard. I'll take you on a super fly. Mountains and the countryside. Find you some colorfuls right or wrong. Bring you back round to where you once belong. These things frustrate you. I can't relate to. Got a little Jesus in my pocket that I pray to. You can borrow him, place him next to your heart. Mumble a little something anytime you go a mess. Now, woman, don't cry. This ain't the last time you're gonna see me. I'll catch you in another mile. Remember what you learned. Don't concern. Toss all of your worries in a pile. I don't have to burn. I'll take you on a rock and ride. You'll swear you've never been so high. Teach you to dance with among the stars. Get you away from this life so hard. I'll take you on a super fly. Over the mountains and the countryside. Find you some colorfuls right or wrong.
Meeting that was Sweet Kiss Mama with Rocket Ride.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week.
Well, I was down at the interchange playing pool the other day.
I'm sorry.
And they do have something that I do enjoy, and that is root beer on the gun. And
that must be the only decent soda they have there.
I was going to say, because their Diet Coke is, well, Diet Soda is nasty.
Well, I don't know how good the root beer is, because I put a bunch of liquor in it. Like, even the Coke isn't bad there, even though it's not Coke, because they pour with heavy hands. And you don't take it. It's just, when it's a mixer, it's a mixer. But Bacardi and root beer is a tasty morsel of a drink. And
I'm trying to think of what you would call that besides Bacardi.
Bacardi and root beer, I think, covers it.
Yeah, rum and root beer. I don't know. there might be some bars that don't have root beer, but I think a lot of them have.
They have some kind of root beer, whether it be in a can or on a gun or.
Yeah, some.
And if
liqueur.
Enough people request it and they don't, they'll get some root beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Rum root beer is tasty. You should try it and then turn it purple.
Turn it purple? Is that what you said?
He's looking at me. He said, I should try it, and then I'll turn all purple. That would be, you're trying to kill your brother. What kind of an asshole are you?
I will have an EpiPen.
You just want to jam a needle into my heart.
What is the movie?
It's not adrenaline. Fiction. You don't have to put it in your heart.
I will Pulp Fiction you in your chest with an EpiPen. We should try that. And then
just give someone a shot of adrenaline?
We need to get a goddamn intern before you start trying shit like that.
And if that doesn't work, I'll have a taser, and I can bring it back.
It's just a rash. Suck it up.
Tasers don't bring people back, Johnny. It's not like the clear, whatever, the defibrillators.
Okay, so maybe I need two tasers.
A positive and a negative.
You just alternate. Go
more amperage.
More amperage. Turn on the car. So you're drinking rum and root beer.
Yeah. All right. Probably the best root beer. Well, like I said, it doesn't really matter.
Beggars can't be choosers. You're lucky to find root beer at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to know what root beer it is either, anyway. I know that the Rice Spot has root beer down in Fife, right by Luigi's Pizza, where that fish food benefit went on. I know they have root beer there.
They've got like almost every soda you could possibly imagine in that place.
Yeah. Good for you, because that's all you drink.
Exactly. The only one I drink is Diet, so it really doesn't matter a whole lot. I want to mention, coming up, we've got the Sonics, the band, coming up. I want to mention those guys are playing a show in Tacoma on July 27th at the Pantages Theater. The reason why this is such a big deal is nobody's really 100% sure when the last time the Sonics played in Tacoma, because they're from Tacoma. But the only date that's popping into anybody's head is like back in 1967 was the last time these guys played in Tacoma. So it's a big deal. Tickets are going fast for it. It's July 27th at the Pantages Theater. You can find it online.
Did the mic pick that up? I was pretty far away from there.
I think that's our cue that we're done.
I think so. I think that's our cue that we're going to wrap things up. Follow us on Facebook.